Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Challah, Perek Daled, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Daled. And today's Mishnahs are being learned because of Shlomo Zalman of Zugas and Marasiyat of Chayetz Chalat Seim. They should be given for that. Sachat Slachan Siat Dishmaya, good health, Parnas B'Shefa, and Cult of Zela. And because Esther Bas Rachel, she should be Zaycha to find receive a Kagon, Bekar of Mamish. And Mishnah Gimel continues talking about if we're able to be Mitzarif two doughs, each one obviously doesn't have the Shir Challah, could we be Mitzarif them into one dough to say that now that dough is Chayv and Challah? So Mishnah Gimel says, Shnei Kabin, we have two Kabin. One dough which is a kav, another dough which is a kav, and the kav oira is a kav truma be'emtza. There's a kav of rice dough or a kav of truma dough in between. And that kav which is right in the middle is connecting these two kavim. So in this case, einam mitzarfin, this middle one doesn't join the two outer ones together to say that now we have a shir challah. That's because the rice dough and the truma dough aren't chayv in challah. So it can't be used as a connector between the two outer doughs. However, let's say we have davar shenitel chalase be'emtza, something that already had challah taken off of it, and that's what was in the middle. Mitzdarfin, then that piece in the middle will connect the two outer doughs. That's because Shekvarin is Chayv B'Challah. It already was Chayv in Challah, which means this was a dough that was Chayv in Challah and might have had its Challah taken off of it already, but since it's something which was Chayv in Challah, so therefore it's able to be Mechaber, it's able to be Mitzarif, it's able to combine these two doughs on the outside to say now they're considered like one dough, and then they would be Chayv in Challah. And now moving on to Mishnah Daled, continuing to talk about Siruf. Now we know that regarding Truma, we're not allowed to take Truma off from Yashan onto Chadash or Chadash onto Yashan, which means we're not allowed to take Truma from this year's produce onto last year's produce, or vice versa. And the same thing is with Challah. So Mishnah Daled says, Kav Chadash v'Kav Yashan shenashchu zeh bazeh. We have a Kav of new dough and a Kav of old dough. Again, that means a Kav of dough made with new flour and a Kav of dough made from last year's flour, and they're touching each other. And the question is, do we have Shir Challah here? So Rabbi Shmuel says, Yidol min ha'emtza, just take right from the middle. That means he's going to be taking a piece from the old and a piece from the new, and he's not taking from Chadash onto Yashan or Yashan onto Chadash. However, Racham Aisrin, the Chum asked this. So in truth, according to Chachamim, this itself isn't a problem, and technically the Chum would agree that he successfully took Challah off of both of these doughs. The thing the Chum are bothered by is that if people see him taking off dough from the middle, they might not realize that he's actually taking off from some of the Chadash and from some of the Yashan, and they might think he's actually taking from Chadash onto Yashan or vice versa, and they're going to think that that's okay. And because of that Chashash, the Chachamim say that these two doughs are not considered combined, and therefore don't take Challah from the middle. And now the Mishnah brings up an interesting machlokes, which is going to carry on to the next Mishnah as well. Hanoitel challah min akav. Somebody took a challah from a dough which is the size of a kav, which we know is not chayv in challah. Rabbi Kiva says, challah, it is considered a challah, has to be given to a kohen, it's not allowed to be eaten by a non-kohen. He just has to make sure that now he adds enough flour into the dough that the dough is a size that now is chayv in challah. Whereas when the Chachamim say, ain't a challah, it's not considered a challah, he took challah off of a dough which isn't a chayv in challah, so that dough isn't considered a challah, and he can do whatever he wants with it. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Hey, continuing on with this machlokes, and on to Mishnah Vav with another discussion. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.